I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gary Fosching is head coach at St. John's University, and he is on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, where they've got this football season going, kind of, football without games. Is it really a football season? I don't know. Gary, thank you for joining us. Always enjoy it.
Mike, it's great to be on with you again tonight.
I talked to you earlier today. We were just talking about some of this stuff, and you know, nobody knows what you're, you know, how it's going to feel when you go out there and practice. But you know, the one thing that we always have done our whole lives is you practice, and every day in the back of your mind is that date that's circled, whatever game date is, either that to start the season or that week. Now that you've been at it a while, How different is that for the kids, and can they start to, maybe at first they're excited, and then after a while is it kind of like, well, I'm practicing, I want to get better, but God, I got to play a game.
There's no doubt it's been a challenge all the way through, just trying to practice in a normal way from what we're used to for all these years. And you know, today was the very first practice we've had where we went 11-on-11. So we've been practicing for roughly a month, and because of COVID guidelines and different things, we've basically been in small groups. And today, for the first time, we went 11-on-11, it was the first time that it actually felt like we got a somewhat of a normal practice in. And we were talking after the practice, the coaches, about, you know, in a normal year, we would be preparing for the next game and, you know, game planning, you know, and today really all we could do is run plays. I mean, there's no preparation for any opponents. So
yeah.
That's made it really difficult.
Yeah, I can't. And I mean, the good news is you're out there and you're exercising all those things. But what have you learned about trying to be creative to keep the kids engaged? I mean, do you try to create more fun games or competitions, or what can you do?
You know, that's a good question, and if it's up to me to come up with fun games, our program's in trouble.
You're pretty much a straightforward, right? Here's what we play. Here's how we got to approach it.
Yep, I am. You know, and you know, so we've tried to come up with things that are meaningful, that are gonna, you know, help them out when we have a spring season. So we've done a lot more individual work than we've ever done, and you know, and tried to put different things in maybe that on a normal year we wouldn't be able to do, because you're so busy game planning that you can't put some of those things in. So I think for the most part, probably the biggest thing we've done is give our kids a better opportunity to improve as a football player, because we've done so much more individual work. So maybe some of those kids in the past who, you know, we weren't able to get up to speed because you're always planning for a game, now they have a chance in practice to, you know, spend a little bit more time on working on their craft and getting better. And I think that's probably the main thing that we've done.
And so on a typical weekend, they'll just go home or do whatever they want to do, but there's no focal point game to rally around, huh?
No, we've done nothing on weekends other than, you know, we've practiced four times a week, and you know, at that point, you know, we tried to create our own bubble. I talked about very early in the as soon as we got him back in August, I said, we're going to create our own personal bubble here at St. John's, so let's just hang out with each other and, you know, try not to go home. Don't, you know, go to places where we know that the virus might be spread, we've done an okay job with that. I mean, with over 200 guys on the football team.
Well, that was my next question. You got 200 guys. Do the math. I mean, that makes you more vulnerable to COVID.
no doubt about it. And I remember when we had this conversation way back in last spring with our football coaches in the MIAC, and I told Dan McCain at that time, I said, well, you know, in the fall, if we're if we're going to be shut down due to a certain number of cases, well, there's one program that's probably going to be more susceptible than any,
yeah,
and that's going to be St. John's. You know, so you know, I think the thing is, our kids have done as well as they could to try to stem this thing, and even with that, we've had probably 10 to 15 cases on our football team over the last 3-4 weeks. And then here's the issue with all this, Mike. It's not only the guys that are positive, but if they've come in contact with somebody, and we have a lot of guys who are sitting out of practice right now because they don't have COVID, but they were part of the, you know, somebody that they knew very closely,
yeah,
or one of their roommates,
yep,
had it, and now they're quarantined.
And what is it when they quarantine where you are? What does that mean?
Well, they have to stay away from all practices. They have to go to online class. They really have to, you know, they're basically told to stay in their room. In
some I mean, can, are, do they stay in their same dorm room, or is there a special dorm for people that have it, or what do they do?
Well, there are places on campus. We have dorms set aside where people who are positive can go. But really what they've done is they've sent a lot of them home.
Yep.
You know, and if they're close enough to go home, a lot of times the kids will decide to go home rather than sit in a dorm room for 10 to 14 days.
Yeah, yeah. That's I love dorm life, but not like that.
Yeah, yeah. And especially, yeah, some of the dorms that are here that have been around for hundreds of years,
yeah,
you'd probably rather be in your house.
Yep, yep. Move around a little bit and figure it out if the mom and dad can give you the whole basement or something, you know?
Yep.
Oh, boy. You know, you never thought you'd see something like this. You know, how do you keep, 200 guys, that's 50 per class average. And obviously, most of those kids won't play. They won't get on the field. Hopefully, they can. And if they do, it'll be in a route situation most of the time. When they leave their career, I'm not talking about the guys that have played because it's easy for them to define great memories and all those things. But what do you want those kids to say that didn't get in any games?
That's a really good question, and it's one that we struggle with all the time. And kind of my belief and my philosophy is when you recruit a kid, a player, it's up to us to make sure that we find a way to get him on the field. And we do a great job of that. On average, at a home game, we play about 95 people.
Wow.
95 players. When you think of special teams and
yeah,
how many different people we rotate in on the defensive line and at wide receiver and linebacker. So we play a lot of kids.
But boy, you really got to be, your assistants, people got to really be heads up keeping tabs, don't they?
You have to be on top of your game all the time. So my philosophy is we want to get those guys on the field. And I tell them that. And I said, now, you know, there may be some kids who never do get on the field, and we've had some of those, and they've stuck it out for 4 years, and they want to be a part of a winning program and a place where, you know, they're treated right and things like that. And we do have kids that never get on the field, but when they leave in 4 years, they say, this is one of the best decisions I ever made. So I think it really comes down to how you treat people. Do you give them a great experience? Do you give them an opportunity to get better as a football player and as an individual? And I think, our coaching staff, I've got 11 guys on our coaching staff. 10 of them played here at St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
So we get it. We understand what this is all about and how important it is to give them an opportunity to play football. So I hope in my heart that everybody leaves here with a great positive attitude.
You know, and good guy, you could be an all-conference quarterback safety and get to St. John's, and all of a sudden you start out 15 because you're a freshman, and then the next year I'll be darned if they don't find two more good ones. I mean, these are not scrubs. These are not people, you know, they're not like you're going, oh, yeah, these are just guys that came off the street and wanted to play. They were playing intramurals. I mean, they're good athletes that don't get to play.
You're exactly right. You sounded just like John Gilardi there. He used to say that. He goes, you know, we just aren't pulling people off the street and putting them in a uniform.
Yeah.
We're recruiting good guys. And that's the challenge. And that's, here's what I found out, Mike, over the years. A lot of guys want that challenge. You know, They want to know that, hey, I'm going to be challenged every time I step out in that field, and I'm going to have an opportunity to play. I'm going to have to, you know, do what I need to do. Maybe it's getting stronger. Maybe it's getting faster. Maybe it's understanding the game more. But they want that challenge, and that's what makes it fun from a coaching standpoint when you have kids like that who are willing to, you know, put things on the line and go after it and give their best every day in practice. And some end up being, you know, we've had All-State guys who come here and haven't played much.
Yeah.
We've had guys who we've hardly ever recruited, and they come and they end up being, you know, well, here's a good Ben Bartsch. You know, he was
in the NFL, yeah.
Fourth-round draft pick of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and quite honestly, we didn't even know who he was.
Sure.
Because he came from Oregon, and the only thing we saw is some of the tape that he sent us. So you never know, and that's why it's so much fun to coach this sport.
All right, two last questions. Can kids get faster? I've often debated, how much time do you spend trying to get faster? Is it in you? Do you have that quick twitch muscle or not? Can they get a lot faster, a little faster, or what if they commit to a good program?
I think they can get a little faster. I think, you know, you're not going to take a 5'1 guy and turn him into a 4'6 guy.
Yep.
But, you know, there could be that 4'9 guy that becomes a 4'8 guy. And in football, sometimes that means a lot. And we have a great strength and conditioning program. Our strength and conditioning coach, Justin Ross, has really worked hard on getting our guys more physical and faster. And I think we've seen that over the years. And we tell our kids every year, when you come in, by the time you're a sophomore, after you've gone through a whole year of our strength and conditioning program, you're going to be stronger and you're going to be faster. And really, I would say 85% of them are faster as sophomores. Now, again, you know, are they going from a 5'1 to a 4'6? No. They're probably going from a 5'1 to maybe a 4'9, and that might be as fast as they get.
Sure. But at least you know there's some hope there. Last question. Last time I was over at Concordia St. Paul, your son, who was a pitcher for the Gophers, was a graduate assistant there. Is he still coaching?
He is. He actually got a full-time job there. They hired him as a full-time pitching coach and recruiting coordinator. And Jeff's done a great job there. He's, I'm so proud of him. He's, he went into coaching probably at the, I'm sure his mom didn't want him to go into coaching.
I was going to say, were you glad that he chose coaching as a vocation or not?
Well, I am, you know, and I think it's great, and he's got a passion for it. But here's the thing. I think the thing I've noticed about him is that he really enjoys the sport of baseball, and he had such a great experience at the U under John Anderson that he picked up so many things from John Anderson and then his high school coach, Bob Carr.
He has two pretty good coaches.
Yeah, two of the best.
Ever. Yeah.
And he's been able to parlay that into, you know, kind of his belief on coaching and working with players. And he's done a great job. And then the two, you know, he's working with Neil Lerner and Lunch McKenzie.
Yeah.
Two great people. So he's loving it. And he gets after it, too. He really enjoys the coaching part of it.
Good for him. And you guys are never short on conversations then, because I've never seen two coaches that couldn't sit down and be completely engaged and enamored in conversation.
Absolutely.
Gary, appreciate it. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. And thanks for all you do. I know this fall has been certainly different for a lot of people, but I certainly appreciated all the high school coaches and college coaches you've had on talking about football.
Thanks so much. Gary Vosch, one of the great guys, and always fun to visit with him about what he's done. Of course, they're the defending champs in the MIAC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.